It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy, the Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything and everything to, within the rule of law, to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, so if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I'm the most lied about, slandered, and often copied podcaster on the internets today. Anyways, today will not be any different. Today we will be talking about how to recognize fake shamans and light workers. We will cover their tactics and behavior. I wanted to do a show on this topic because it seems since I will be getting stalked on the internet and have people fucking with me, I think it's time to officially pull the plug on these snake oil salesmen and women. But first, today's monologue. This week I had some time off and I thought I would, try to make some extra money. So I came up with an idea to start an online reality show called Homeless Gladiators. It's where I throw a sandwich and a knife in between two homeless men and they fight for a dry sandwich with no mayonnaise. So on the first day of taping, it was all set. When I started filming, instead of fighting, one bum took the knife, cut the sandwich in half, gave one half to the other bum. They turned around and robbed me at knife point. Man, I am dumb. I didn't see that coming. Yep, not to mention. And then today I was taking the test for a city job. Finished the test relatively quickly. So went to the mall that was there. As I was leaving, there was this black man. He pointed at me and screamed, "Car service!" And I'm like, "No, I'm a man." He's like, "No, I'm a car service." And I'm like, "No, you're a man too." And I'm like, and he's like, "No, you're wrong. You're stupid." I'm like, "How am I stupid? I'm pretty sure you're a man." So I go outside, and there's another black man points at me and screams, "Car service!" I'm like, "He's in there!" So, yeah. So, of course, I it was mostly me amusing myself because no one understood what the fuck I was trying to do, which, usually what happens. So, anyways, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the news, especially here in New York. Some craziness that's happening. A former NYPD police officer is on trial for conveying a sexual fantasy. I mean, if you don't see how, I mean, this is just pre-crime right now. It's a thought crime. This guy is facing life in jail for a thought crime. He didn't do anything yet. But, of course, they want to call it plotting. Gilberto Valle, the NYPD officer, accused of plotting to kidnap, kill, and eat his wife. Gilberto Valle sent numerous emails over the internet, communications about the torture and cannibalism scheme, according to a criminal complaint. He identified and cataloged at least 100 women on his computer. An investigator said, but there was no information that anyone was harmed. I was thinking of tying her body onto some kind of apparatus, cook her over low heat, keep her alive as long as possible, Valley allegedly wrote in one exchange in July, the complaint says. And in other online conversations, investigators said Valley talked about the mechanics of fitting a woman's body into an oven. Her legs would have to be bent. He said he could make chloroform at home to knock a woman out and discuss how tasty one woman looked. Her days are numbered, he wrote, according to the complaint. I mean, okay, I'm reading the story right now, but look, I've been guilty of talking shit. In fact, for those of you that listen to this show, and those of you that know me in real life, I talk an enormous amount of shit. Like, recklessly, I talk pretty fucking reckless. Like, a reckless amount of shit. And I mean, I'm just like reading this and I'm getting scared because the shit that I've said could possibly get me thrown into fucking Guantanamo and waterboarded. I mean, if this guy gets sent up the river for life for talking shit, oh, you know how many comedians would be screwed? Oh, well, he said nigga. Or he said jigaboo or kike or slanted eyed in a joke, you know. It doesn't matter. He was doing it in character. Just throw him in jail because he might try to burn a fucking cross sometime in the fucking future. Anyways, back to the story here. Valle was to appear in a federal court in Manhattan on Thursday afternoon to face charges of kidnapping, conspiracy, and unauthorized use of law enforcement records. The name of his attorney was not immediately available, and no one answered the door to his home in a quiet, middle-class Queens neighborhood. A search of Valle's computer found he created records of at least 100 women with their names, addresses, and photos. Okay, he's a creep. I'm not saying I agree with his sexual fetish on eating chicks, but then again, this kind of brings a whole new dimension to you are what you eat, so he must be a pussy. Huh? Yeah, I went there. Can I get an amen, please? Logan, we got Logan Mamzer. How you doing? The allegations in the complaint really need no description from us, said Mary Galligan, acting head of FBI's New York office. They speak for themselves. It would be an understatement merely to say Valley's own words and actions were shocking. Yeah, no shit is shocking. I mean, when you have like a sexual fantasy to like take a bite out of your wife. Or bite out of other women. I mean, you know, But is it criminal? That's what I want to say. And that's what I need to know. Valley met one potential victim over lunch, authorities said. You know, there is a thing called role playing. You know, many people do it. Hey, I want to role play, and these are the type of women I like. I mean, yeah, he used, you know, his government computer to find addresses and pictures and whatnot. But, oh, goodness. The complaint alleges that in February, Valley negotiated to kidnap another woman for someone else, writing $5,000 and she's all yours. He told the buyer he was aspiring to be a professional kidnapper, authorities said. Again, you know what? This really sounds like a gang of shit. It's like, he's talking shit. It's like, this is shit that, I mean, I've never seen him a professional kidnapper, but, you know, I used to go around and say, hey, I'm Captain Fighter Nigga, you know? Because I fight all damn niggas. Did I actually fight niggas? No. But it was a funny, it's a funny thing to say. Like, yeah, I'm going to become a professional kidnapper. I got my PhD in stealing bitches. With a minor in tying people up. Oh, man. I got an amen. From who? Oh, man. Awake Ice Cream said amen. Thank you, brother. Yes, we got the casism. Casists is here. Part of the Lou World Order. Coming to a neighborhood near you. It'll kick the shit out of the committees of safety, I tell you that much. Anyways, I think I would rather not get involved in the rape, according to the complaint. You pay for her, she's all yours. And I don't want to be tempted the next time I abduct a girl. It says, he added, I really get off on knocking her out, tying up her hands and bare feet and gagging her. Then she will be stuffed into a large piece of luggage and wheeled out to my van. Cell phone data revealed that Valley made calls on the block where the woman lives in March. Again, I mean, just because he happens to be on the fucking block. Like, I'm just arguing the freedom of speech. Yeah, the dude's a fucking creepy dirtbag. Of course he is. But I don't believe that he had any intention on doing it. And since they arrested him before he could commit a crime, he's being prosecuted on talking shit. Anyways. Canada, why the fuck? You know, I'm really, like, yo, we're having a topic here. Release Mark Taylor. I don't know who Mark Taylor is. Oh, well. Anyways, back to this here. Valley was in the midst of a plot to kidnap, torture, rape, and commit other horrific acts. How do you know? It's like, you know, it's like they're just trying to lock him up because he's talking shit. Unless, you know what? I'm going to get a whole bunch of chicks who will listen to this show and say, oh, you're a rape apologist. But the bottom line is, the nitty gritty of the whole situation, you're not a rapist until you rape. That is the reality of the situation. You're not a murderer until you murder. You're not a rapist until you rape. So calling this dude a rapist for talking shit. Oy. I mean, and I've been wanting to talk about this for a while now, since it, like, first started. But I wanted all the fucking facts to come out. So, I mean, really, really give it a chance. Give it a look. Guy's name is, I've been saying his name like twice. Oh, fuck. Gilberto Valle. Yeah. You know, I just wish when people come to my chat, I got another chat at rantingloueb.blogspot.com/p/listen-live.html. Or you could just go to rantingloueb.blogspot.com, click the listen live page. But I just wish people would come in, instead of start posting their fucking agendas. You know, I don't even know who the fuck he's posting about, but I should just fucking stop what I'm fucking doing to talk about this goof. You know, how's about you've done the fucking decent thing and email me first with, if you're gonna start posting links and posting about who the fuck this Mark is. Free Mark Taylor. You know, at this point, fucking give Mark Taylor the goddamn fucking chair. Because Canada, with it spelled with a K, wants to be a douche in my goddamn chat. And did he go? Did he leave? He left. Oh, no, he's still there. I mean, the goddamn decent thing would have been, here, Louis, I would like you to talk about this. Here's the fucking facts. This is what I care about. CrotchShotRadio@yahoo.com. That would have been a decent thing. But no, you want to distract everybody because you got your own goddamn agenda. Like, I told you, I'm fucking pissed right now. I'm already fucking tight. Like, I've had a fucked up week. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna say it's a fucking soap opera. Nah, it's about fucking respect, you son of a bitch. Nah, don't flag him. Don't flag him. Because I want him to stick around and hear how much of a fucking douchebag he's acting right now. Because it's like, flag him, he's pissing Louis off. It's like, fuck, alright? Jesus. Honestly. It's like, oh, I'm going to talk about my own fucking agenda right now. Like, I don't even know what the fuck. And then, you know what? And you know what usually happens? Like, I don't know what this dude is talking about. Yeah, I'm some son of a bitch. Because I don't know. Like, I'm fucking omnipotent and shit, and I know what's going on with everybody's fucking life. Like, well, I got a fucking, I got a fucking wiretap on everyone and their fucking mama. Shoot. I am not Jewish. I do not have the wiretap protocols. And why did I sound fucking Russian when I did that? I don't know. Yeah, no, Chrissy. What he did was fucking, like, he's like, oh, I don't understand what he did, what he's trying to inform us on another issue. Then, you know what? Email me. Email me before you start fucking trying to take over my goddamn chat. You know, because I don't know what's going on. And then, you know, like I said, because I got, you know, I'm constantly got assholes telling me, oh, well, why don't you cover this? Why don't you cover that? Oh, because that means you're a Zionist. That means you don't care about this issue. Because I don't fucking got my ears to the ground about every little fucking thing that happens. Then you're gonna take over my chat while I'm trying to fucking cover shit and try to get people's opinions on what the fuck I'm trying to talk about over here. Jesus. Ugh. Hi, guys. Oh, man. Yeah, that's right. Bait it. Canada left. Anyways. Oh, man. Anywho. Hi, guys. How you doing? So, anyways, some more shit that's happened this week. Chris Gio of True, Live Frequency Radio. You know. Like, the fucking Chris Gio of Live Frequency Radio. I gotta stop reading the fucking chat. I really just gotta stop fucking reading the chat. It's like, it's throwing me off. Try to take down the blog twice. The Chris Gio deception. I don't know. Somehow he was able to hack it. I know it was him because he has all the gain of the blog being taken down. Either he did it himself or he did it by proxy with someone else's help. Because I know he likes to do shit by proxy because he's a fucking coward. And then, which Fredo just tried to prove it. No, I'm not doing a prank call. I'm actually doing a topic show, Logan. So, you know, which Fredo proves it. I get a fucking email from Google stating that certain links on my blog violate a copyright. Like, he owns any fucking thing on my blog. Like, how the fuck do you claim copyright on audio with my voice on it? How the fuck do you claim copyright on something I wrote? It's like, and then all these years, fucking Chris Gio's talk shit about Alex Jones, and what's he doing now? He's on GCN. So, if that ain't proof on how much a fucking scumbag Gio is right now, how much he's a fucking sellout, and how he's a fake shaman, which is gonna go into my fucking, today's topic, you know, just fucking amazes me. I hate the fact that he could fucking post up his goddamn lies. Really? Really, Logan? Really? You're gonna post somebody else's fucking show? What a cock. See, this is that bullshit. This is honestly that bullshit. The news guy show. You know? Cause I'm not doing fucking prank calls. I can't be a fucking clown all the time. Jesus. I mean, I like making people laugh. That's why in the monologue I had two fucking jokes. Just tired of this shit. I'm really tired of everyone. They want to play a fucked up game. Play by their own rules. But when you play by their goddamn rules, when you start taking it to them, oh, you're wrong. Oh, I see your new world order because you did this to me. And, you know, I fucking post the truth on people. I fuck people with the truth. And, you know, they got a fucking lie on me. They got a fucking lie. Because now I got this other bitch, you know, named Raven Masterson, who is publicly on YouTube calling me a goddamn rapist because she doesn't like what I fucking post. She doesn't like my opinions. When I criticize Occupy Wall Street, Raven Nicole Masterson, go see how much of a fucking upright citizen she fucking is. No one likes her. I got info on her, how she runs fucking prostitution rings out of her house, which, you know what, as a libertarian, yeah, prostitution should be legal, but this fucking bitch is batshit insane when what you're doing is hurting a community, hurting everyone else, because you're so fucking insane, you want to start fucking with people's lives, then it's time for you to be removed. But she should thank her lucky stars that the law fucking protects her.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Most people are sane and they don't want to fucking break the law just so that way they can put her out of everyone else's misery. You know, what she's done to me, she's called me a rapist, a sex offender, a woman beater. And of course, she uses screenshots of comments that I've said in anger. Because, of course, you can't get angry. People could fucking disrespect you, treat you like, and this goes with the Chris Gio thing. Fucking people could disrespect you, talk shit about you. The moment you come at them, it's like, okay, you want to talk shit? Let's do this. It's like, oh, see, you're attacking me. They want to start playing fucking victim. I'm sorry. Whenever I started playing fucking victim when I was bullied, my father would kick my ass and say, I'm not raising a pussy. You go out there. So now when someone wants to step up, even if it means me getting my ass kicked, I go out. I face whoever starts talking shit. And the thing that fucking burns my ass about some fucking crazy, whacked out bitch calling me a rapist is because this is not the fucking first time some fucking bitch falsely accuses me of rape. I mean, it's affected me to the fucking point that I am so fucking terrified talking to women because I don't want to fucking come off like some fucking creep. I stay away most of the time because I want to avoid making anyone feel uncomfortable, making anyone feel threatened. Because the moment that happens, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, she's going to fucking call the cops on me. I'm going to catch a rape charge without even sniffing the pussy. And I'm a fuck, you know, wants to call me a fucking rape apologist. Who gives a shit, Logan? You know what? Who gives a shit? Pastor Martin Lindst. Who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck about these Christian identity motherfuckers either, because they got it all wrong. Bunch of nothing but a racist, white supremacist fucking scumbags that try to use fuck the Bible as a goddamn terrorist handbook. Oh, this is how America's supposed to be. No, you know what? Shut the fuck up. Seriously, Logan? Why don't you debate him? Debate him on what? What for? Why am I gonna fucking debate him? Debate fucking Christian identity retards. Why? So I could be, because I'm a spick? Oh, that's why I got it wrong? Because that's usually what it is. Because they fucking, it's a fucking cop-out. It's a fucking cop-out. He's an idiot. Guess what? We're all gonna be mixed. We're all gonna be one race soon. And there's nothing wrong with interracial love. There's nothing wrong. We're all the same species. Get used to it. Fucking, like, you're better than me. Like, you're goddamn better than me. Oh, I'm white. I'm a Christian identity. Fucking faggot. Christian identity faggots. This is, you know, honestly. And let them fucking talk shit. Let them talk shit. Because you know what? The first thing they'll do is like, oh, I'm gonna shoot you with a gun. Because you're fucking pussies.
Oh, I know how to fight. I know how to fight. Oh, I'm going to talk tough to you over the net. Oh, I'm going to call you a spick from thousands of miles away.
Shoo. I should fucking make love to a white woman and fucking have a child just to fucking piss them off. I should take one of their white women. Shit. Fucking turn one of them into a cuck. Christian identity, basically, you know, and they're like, oh, we hate Jews, we hate this. You know what, you just try to justify being a fucking ignorant racist. God damn it, what's going on today? Jesus. Anyways, let me get James on real quick, because I think he wants to talk about this. Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going, man?
How you doing, sweetie?
I feel great. I hope you feel great. Soon.
I'm about to catch a fucking aneurysm. I'm a fucking brain vessel's gonna burst.
Well,
I swear to God, I got a vein. Like, I have a vein popping in my head, and that's never happened to me before. So, like, either I'm gonna freaking realize my mutant superpowers with all the emotion that I'm fucking releasing right now, and I'm pretty sure I'm gonna turn into the Human Torch.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I see red on a regular basis. Just about every time I sit down on my computer, I see red at some point. Never fails.
Yeah.
So,
the only
thing I can do to really blow off steam nowadays is just sort of play some music, burn some candles, maybe put on the porn for a little while.
Yeah, I'm not seriously, at this point, it's like porn just pisses me off because I know they're faking. You just know they're all faking. Porn is fake.
Well,
it is.
Well,
oh yeah, I'm gonna come with a yeah, yeah.
The answer to that is not to hey, some people, if they really don't like the real thing. Have you tried some anime? There's good anime out there.
I'm not a fucking nerd. Yeah, I'm not. You know, Louis B ain't going down jerking off to no fucking cartoon. Kawaii!
Just putting it out there, man. Just putting it out there.
Oh, tomo arigato! Tentacles! What, really? Like, honestly, and I've even said it before, it's like, you know, the Japs, they hate their women. You want to talk about real hatred of women? Look at Japanese porn. It's like, what the fuck? They go at them like fucking maniacs with their eyes all bug-eyed. Like, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? How the fuck are there more of them than me? They're retarded.
Not that I really know from personal experience or anything, but from what I hear, they do have some pretty freaky things going on.
Yeah, because they're such a fucking repressed society. They're so angry that they can't openly, like, you know, be passionate because it's fucking taboo, that they gotta beat the shit out of their women. Because apparently it's their fault somehow. I hate to sound like a feminist, but fuck!
Yeah, this is a,
Like you want to talk about a fucking rape society? Fucking go to Japan. They jerk off to that shit. They apparently like abusing their women over there.
Yeah, there was actually a case a few years ago of some public groping going on that wasn't prosecuted, from what I understand. But then again, they've also taken a lot more draconian laws in the workplace, and have had a sort of feminist renaissance over the last 10 years or so.
I mean, but if you look at their porn, I mean, you know, there's like, oh, I'm a female boss. So, you know, all the guy, you know, the fucking plot is, oh, well, we resent her because, you know, she's the boss. So they all gather around and rape her. So, shit, if that's what these cocksuckers are jerking off to, I don't blame them.
Well,
I don't blame them in the least.
My understanding is there's a type of porn out there for every person. And what I mean is while we in the West may see a lot of the really freaky cartoonish porn that comes out of Japan, their porn industry is an extraordinarily thriving thing. They've got porn specifically designed for baseball fans. They've got porn designed for women over there that have to do specifically with testicular removal. We just happen to not see those things over here because, hey, Western guys are just repressed enough to want to go, wow, look at that freaky shit, that. So, you know.
That shit just like, what the fuck are you doing? But anyways, we're getting off topic because I want to get to the topic that about fake shamans and light workers.
Oh yeah. I know that here recently you've been getting stalked, so to speak, by this crazy bundle of I don't know, what do you call it? It's difficult to identify it.
It's a thing because you know what? I promised to keep this woman's name nameless. But I spoke to someone that knows her, that's in the neighborhood that Raven Nicole Masterson or Raven Williams Masterson lives, and she's a fucking terror to her own neighborhood. There was a woman who apparently is in the Navy, beat the living fuck out of Raven. So now Raven's trying to work out and get strong, like that's gonna make her fucking Jason Bourne. If she could lift,
oh yeah,
you know, lift a cock twice her size. I mean,
well, from what I've heard of her work, she does get plenty of protein.
I don't see how though. She's a fucking bestial.
Yeah, well, that gives you any indication as to the sorry state of men in this country.
Honestly, I'm really like.
Desperation calls, man.
I gotta stop looking at the chat. I mean, there needs to be a certain etiquette. It's like, you know, I'm pretty fucking flexible. If I can't get to a topic today, I'll try to get to it next week. I mean, I don't mind covering the shit that people want me to cover, unless I totally disagree with it. But at least fucking email it to me and not try to take over my chat. That's all I'm asking. I don't think that's me being a fucking douchebag or me freaking, you know, being nitpicky about the shit.
Mm.
You know, just from now on, if you're gonna post a link, just send it to me first if you want me to discuss it. And at least give me a week so that way I could read it and fucking put it in my own words so that way I could give it justice. I mean, I'm pretty fucking flexible. That's all I'm saying. That's all I ask, and that's it. I'm just going to throw it out there. That's it.
Yeah. Unreal. Unbelievable. So, what's your plan of action with this individual?
I'm not going to say it over the air because I don't need her to see it coming.
Oh.
I already have a blog out there with all the lovely information. The blog is called The Raven Nicole Masterson Deception. Yeah, she's an agent provocateur, no doubt. With the way she gets away with shit and the shit that she pulls, she has to be an agent provocateur. You can check out the blog at ravennicolemasterson.blogspot.com. You know, she is a disgusting individual. Disgusting individual. She's horrible to look at on the outside, and she's an ugly person on the inside as well. And the fact that she thinks she's actually empowering women for doing porn and being a hooker, she obviously hates being a hooker. She hates the fact that the only way she can make money is by being a cum dumpster.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not gonna knock escorts because I've had an escort on this show last week who she said in her own words she chose to do this. She is not a victim. You know, she does it because she likes sex. Boom. This chick, she feels like she's a victim because she's a hooker. She feels like she's victimized by every man that calls her for her services and answers ads that she puts out. She's a victim. She's called every man that's ever called her or any man that's ever she's ever come across, because I didn't know she fucking existed until she freaking commented on a video.
Don't you mean any man that's ever come across her?
Or come on her. Ha ha, I saw what you did there. I saw what you did there. Ho ho.
Now this is what, once again, it comes down to matters of personal accountability and responsibility. Obviously, this individual has a difficult time envisioning her life without being a victim. I mean,
yeah,
she could.
She's stupid.
She could go seek help. She could. There's plenty of programs available. I mean, if she's got time to be posting on the internet for her services, you know, she could be looking in her local community for a way to get out of whatever she's doing. I mean, if she really wanted to do that, mm-hmm. I'm sure there are plenty of programs out there to help get her grand some loans, get her an education, get her out of the type of lifestyle that she is currently working with. So, you know, the fact that she's continuing to choose to remain there, that's entirely on her.
Yeah. I mean, I contacted a lot of her victims, and they all had the same story. Hey, I just called her, you know, for a massage, answering her ad, a legitimate massage, and she started yelling and cursing, and then, boom, online, they become a rapist somehow. I mean, there's a fucking post on her blog. A doctor, she accused a doctor that treated her of touching her and raping her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she goes on Yelp to slander his business.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but if a doctor's got to make a diagnosis, you know. And I'll tell you, I'm getting to that age myself. I'm kind of getting up there now where unfortunately a doctor's going to have to do some horrible things to me. And I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm not going to go cry rape. You know what I mean? I'm not looking forward to...
Here's a little bit about me. One of my last stays at a hospital for pancreatitis, apparently they had to check my rectum for any blood or... I forgot what the test was for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely right. Yeah, that's
what the test is for.
Problems.
Yeah, I mean, they shoved something up my ass. I didn't like that shit not one bit.
As long as I don't feel two hands on my shoulders, I'll be all right.
Yeah. I mean, it was like a quick 2-second test. I hated every second of it. But on a positive note, it would prove to me that I can't possibly be gay because ain't nothing. I don't like shit going up there.
Well, that's the norm. That is the norm. Nobody likes a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And you know, I've heard a lot of women really do not like doctor's appointments. I mean, you know, there's some things they like to do recreationally that, you know, once you step into that gynecologist's office, from what I understand, that shit just don't feel good.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, ladies. You know, you want to be healthy. You know, we got to look down.
Oh, hey, I mean, there are checks. But to turn around and you know, considering the continuing... tirade that she's put out against a whole bunch of people, to turn around and throw this at a doctor, you really, you got to question that. You have to wonder what the hell is wrong with this person that they would continually play the victim, but continually perform those actions that are going to place them into that role.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just cannot seem to live any other way. In fact, I know of some people whom I end up dealing with on a regular basis who just can't seem to pull themselves out of that. And that is one of the hardest things to do because they get validation from everything, man.
Mm-hmm.
They get validation from everything. For some reason, if they aren't bitching and if they don't have something to complain about, well,
and you know what?
They're having a bad day.
You know, I mean, I don't want to freaking go around and say, oh, well, this is a woman thing. No, this is this crazy bitch is specifically this crazy bitch's thing. And she is a crazy bitch because the person that I spoke to, lovely, lovely woman who remained nameless, said she's a crazy bitch.
Mm.
I mean, hold on, let me go on YouTube. I got a message on YouTube and this is gonna really fucking piss you off. Cause she's not just going after men. She went after women. Dude, she even accused this poor Mexican woman in one of her videos of feeling her up on her chest. I think the Mexican lady doesn't even speak English. She preys on Hispanics and Black American males. And yes, I think she has a mental issues. It looks like she hates Hispanics and Black American males only. But apparently she hates Hispanics completely, because she accused a Mexican woman for feeling up her chest. And she's allowed to walk around. I mean, Christy made the point that, she's protected by the cops if she's able to fucking pull these shenanigans and nothing happens to her.
Well, she already has an arrest record for...
I can't find it.
Really?
I can't find it.
But I mean, it was in the local news.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Hold on.
I mean, that should be weird.
You can't find the article or you can't find...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The actual arrest record.
I can't find the actual arrest record. I've searched.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Which has to be proof of something.
Oh. So, maybe she made a deal. Maybe she's rolling over on her jobs.
Yeah.
You ever think about that? I mean, they might have took her in. They basically, excuse the pun, they basically fingered her and said, look, you either continue what you're doing and start throwing us names of jobs so we can make sure that we continue to get plenty of fines and continue to employ all of our counselors who work with these guys. Or validate our other programs, or we're gonna slap you in jail for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It could have worked that way.
So, anyways, the blog you want to know about her, it's Raven Nicole Masterson.blogspot.com. There's another blog called Raven Masterson.blogspot.com.
I think I've got both of those somewhere around here.
Yeah. I mean, I made a previous blog post about her when she started her shenanigans, and then recently, like earlier this week, she started making threats. So I decided to make a blog when she finally decided to go public and start calling me a goddamn rapist. I'm sorry, that shit hits a nerve with me, because once you've been accused of it once... Yeah, the intelligence report. Yeah, I gathered a whole shitload of information on her.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and then you couple that with Chris Geo, you know, his dumbass trying to pull shit. It's like I had a fucked up week. I just want to tear someone's head off.
Well, Chris Geo, you know, I'm not too familiar with what's been going on with Chris Geo here lately.
He made a video slandering my friend Christy, and he's one of these fake self-proclaimed shaman. And you know what? Fuck it. Let's I'm gonna take a quick break, and then I'm gonna get into shamans, fake shamans, and fake light workers. In fact, let me play some music, you know, to take a quick break, because it's almost 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock here, and God, I'm just tight, I'm just really pissed off, like, I'm so, like, oof, all right, let's see. Well, I don't even know what to fucking play. Okay. This is Father from Resolution with their song Still Ours.
This is Still Ours. Yeah.
go for a twofer. A twofer Saturday. This is another cut from Father From Resolution with their song Move On.
This life's unsure, sometimes not fair, and I don't know if you give a soul. I'll lie alone inside my head and find myself a real place to call my home. I wish I
Welcome back. This is the Crash Out Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls, taking the fight to the world. Apparently, I'm taking the fight to the world. I'm joined again with James.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, there's nothing like angry rock music to get the fucking blood flowing. I
wouldn't have it any other way, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very serious. It's not against the law to challenge a man to a legal, sanctioned mixed martial arts fight. Hand to hand. Because I believe that I believe in actual honorable combat. I know I have many other enemies.
Get the body bags. The moment I see you, I'm gonna shoot you.
Because, yeah, you're scared of me. And, of course, I'm talking about another scumbag, fucking Jim Stachowiak. Like him, I wouldn't mind freaking going a few rounds in the ring as well. But, I mean, the point is, a lot of, you know, and I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm going to fight Nicole because she's a girl. I mean, I know how that's going to look, especially with Vawa, but enough of that. Just want to talk about fake shamans and lightworkers, because especially, you know, going through this whole thing, I've come across a bunch of fucking just hucksters. Like, to the point where all they have to say is, oh, I'm a dragon, or I'm a shaman, I'm a lightworker. And I'm like, oh, you're so full of shit. I mean, if you're really doing good works, why the fuck do you need a label? You would just do it, wouldn't you? I mean, you don't have, you know, other people usually will call you a light worker or a shaman if you're doing the right thing. You don't have to identify yourself, because other people will identify you. Anyways, a shaman and a light worker are practitioners reaching ultra states of consciousness in order to encounter and interact with the spirit world. A shaman or a light worker is a person regarded as having access to and influence in the world of benevolent and malevolent spirits, who typically enter into a trance state during a ritual and practice divination and healing. Basically, someone who has an in that can help heal you and reach your higher self and become a better person, who is in tune with everyone and be cool with everyone and everything in your life. A lot of times they will call themselves shamans, gurus, psychics, intuitive energy interpreters, dragons, energy master, mystics, healers, witch doctors, elders. Usually, if it sounds like bullshit, it usually is. Yeah, attention seeker, says Old Crow in the chat. In my personal dealings with a lot of these people, I mean, they don't preach how to make yourself better. The ones that I've come across. In fact, I've had a guy on the show that called himself a dragon, and he's going to hear it. He's going to get pissed. I don't give a shit anymore. Because I don't want to be a manipulator. I want to be a better person without having to be a goddamn douchebag. And it's a constant thing going on. You know, Old Crow goes, they seek adoration and control, says Old Crow. Like, I don't want to be that guy's, like, you know, like, I just want to be able to go in a room, be cool. People, you know, if they want to chill, let them chill. And, goodness. However, the types of people who call themselves shamans usually are in it for the money and manipulation of weak-minded people who are seeking spiritual guidance to make their lives better. Susan Bates recently reported in the American Indian Journal a story about a self-proclaimed Northern Cheyenne shaman, Nathan Cagle, a.k.a. Windwalker, who was arrested and convicted in Yolo County, California. Yolo County, California Superior Court on 8 felonies, including grand theft, theft by pretense, extortion, stalking, and embezzlement. I mean, look, I'm just going to name a few. Dr. Wayne Pickering, he freaking extorted money from somebody. I mean, that's if you listen to Christie's show. I mean, there was this dude, he was a nutritionist. He called himself a fucking guru. He extorted someone of money. You know, it's like, oh, you could make thousands of dollars just, you know, invest this much money and screw somebody out of money. And I'm really, you know, and it's really, it really gets, hello, come on. I mean, freaking, what's his name? Let me finish this report. According to the Bates report, Cagle conducted $300 sweat lodge ceremonies. You know what? You could go to a fucking gym and pay half of that and fucking chill out in a fucking a sauna. God. Either that or wait until summer and fucking move around and sweat. If you really need to sweat. Anand says, of course, there are always a technical term, confidence artist. According to Bates Report, $300 sweat lodge ceremony, $600 vision quest for new agers and wannabes who are only too glad to spend money for an authentic Native American sacred ceremony. It's, I mean, really, I mean, I'm not an expert on this shit, but don't you have to earn that honor? I mean, if you gotta pay for something that you have to earn the right to get, or well, I wouldn't even say right, earn the privilege of being included in a ceremony like that. I mean, this is just my opinion. This is just my opinion right now. Don't you have to, like, prove yourself in order to make it into the sweat lodge and be invited by whoever's in charge? And usually they do that shit for free. I mean, vision quests. I mean, don't you have to earn the privilege on receiving a vision? I mean, isn't there certain steps you have to take? Not, okay, we're just gonna jump in front of the line. Here's $300. I don't see how that even makes sense. For that sort of thing. You're just throwing your money into the pit like that. It's like, oh, well, I got $600. That's, you know, what, you know, the spirits don't need money. What the fuck are they going to do with cash? The dead. You know what? Does the ghost or the spirit of the wind, you know, break wind, you know, need a fucking new Honda for him and the kids? I don't see that. I don't see how that works. I mean, that's the first thing I start thinking, because, you know. And again, the same thing with hookers. I don't see myself spending huge amounts of money on something that I can't hold in my hands for a long time, forever. Something I can't keep. I mean, you're just paying for, oh, well, here's a fucking Xerox certificate. Usually these shamans and light workers, they'll use sex. They'll try to entice you. Like, look, some chick that I spoke to recently, well, we'll call her Lisa. Lisa Vink. That's what we'll call her. You know, I start asking how come she's a light worker and what she do. I mean, pretty much she just, I got the impression that she fucks people for money. And she just uses this whole fucking, oh, I'm gonna fucking throw rocks around and tell your future to fucking, you know, just to, you know, dress it up that I'm not fucking a complete whore. You know, oh, well, you know, the sex is to open up your chakras. Seriously, sweetie. Oh, that just scared the shit out of me. James, you just scared the fuck out of me just now.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
All I know is, like, I hear, like, what the fuck was going on?
I got this handy-dandy thing where I can even play some sound effects for you, man.
Well, I got that. Don't worry. You know, yeah, there's sexual healing. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, if you, like, I mean, I guess it's me listening to too much Tobias, but isn't sexual healing only work with your soulmate? I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, he calls it God sex, but, you know, doesn't that only work with someone who's your soulmate? Not even someone that you happen to care deeply for or love or you know, because you could just love anybody, you know? I mean, love is so fucking cheap right now, which is why it kind of pisses me off every time on Facebook. I see someone, oh, love could conquer the Illuminati. Shut the fuck up. Love can destroy the Freemasonry. I'm pretty sure those people love things, too. Love people, you know? But, you know, when it comes to, like, that whole sexual healing, you know, doesn't it only work with someone that you have a deep spiritual connection with? Not just like, oh, I just met you 5 minutes ago. All right, fuck Jesus in me now. I need you to fuck me some Buddha. Fuck a Buddha in me, you know? I mean, me, when I'm able to get it in, it's basically me going number three. Secrete my own poisons out of me. You know, it's relaxing, don't get me wrong. I feel relaxed afterwards, like, yeah, I need me a sandwich. Yeah. So, I mean, and I don't know if Christy wants to call in and talk about, you know, talk about what happened with what's his name? Robert Bobby Morningwood, also known as Robert Morning Sky. You know, she has a video up there and he's dancing around like a faggot. Like, oh, blah, 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 you know, and then he's like, hey, Christy, let's fuck. Really? So you dance around with fucking feathers on your head and you think you're attracting something? Somebody, what the fuck you think you are? A fucking peacock? It's like, I'm gonna peacock my way and, you know, fucking try to trick her ass into, thinking I'm fucking hot shit. Really? Yeah. I mean, and that's a lot of things with these fucking shamans. They think they're fucking God's gift. I mean, and look, I'm not trying to be a white knight or a Mangina, but yo, lame is lame. And just because weak-minded people could fall for it, I mean, good for you. But don't try to fool people into thinking you're doing something noble. I mean, that's the shit that really gets me. You think you're doing, you're changing the world because you fucked like 10 bitches. And because you're married to some weak-minded bitch that lets you cheat on her. And I'm the fucking bad guy, right? There's something wrong with me when I start questioning that don't sound right. Something is not adding up. It only takes a few minutes usually to be ready. Okay. Real shamans don't call themselves shamans, of course. It's, I don't mind getting fucked in a cult. Almost worse than it getting raped. Okay. Cults last years. I'm healing from both. Okay. Look, I'm not gonna be like, cause I'm a guy. I like sex. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. It's a fantastic invention. In fact, I wish friggin' Nikola Tesla invented sex, so that way there would be an alternate current. Oh wait, it's called anal. So what I did there? No. So, AC. Okay, moving on. A real shaman shouldn't use their knowledge to get women in bed and scam people. Sex is not a fucking portal to enlightenment. In my opinion, you have to go through pain and work, like when you are trying to build muscle. Most shamans are fucking new age douchebags like Chris Geo and Robert Morningsky, both of whom tried to teach my friend Christy how to ascend by fucking her. I have also seen female light workers that are basically hookers with candles and smoke. And don't get me wrong, I kind of like the attention. But, when you start busting out with, oh yeah, here are my runes, and let's fuck. Is that her? Because, usually, look, and I guess I'm kind of lucky getting my ass kicked, fucking being abused by chicks in junior high school, that now that type of shit doesn't work on me anymore. It's like, you're trying to control me by offering me pussy. Yeah, I'll take the pussy, but don't get mad when I don't do what you tell me to. Be like, psych? especially in the case of Lisa. Oh Jesus Christ, she went batshit insane. Like you hacked my computer, you hacked my phone, you hacked my brain. I can't type now because I'm drunk off of fucking wine. Freaking drinks wine by the fucking gallon. I think it's one glass a day that's healthy. Not fucking one box of wine. Wait, what happened? Oh, man. I mean, and the funny thing is, fucking, she starts stripping for me on cam. I mean, and the body is like, what the fuck? Which means her clients are, like, really have low standards. I mean, don't get me wrong, I got low standards. Louis, you can't go back in the chat and try to understand after the fact. What? It's the Felcher's lectures that really take it to the next level for Casey. Oh, man. All right. I just love the ones, the shamans, the lightworkers, that fucking smoke ayahuasca, drop some mushrooms. Like, we're going to expand our minds, really? You're going to drop some DMT like it's hot, really? Is that how we're going to do things? You're going to fucking allow yourself to have, lose control of your fucking will, so that way some dude could reprogram, fucking brainwash you easier? I mean, and this is going to expand your mind. No, it's going to fucking allow me to fucking download my fucking, link to you so you do whatever the fuck I say create a fucking cult with ayahuasca, fucking mushrooms, freaking DMT. Like, there's some rituals out there where, here's some DMT, we're going to smoke it for Jesus, and you're going to see Jesus. No, you're fucking hallucinating. You're killing yourself. Don't be stupid. It's like, and honestly, if we really were supposed to have DMT, wouldn't we be able to, like, produce it ourselves in our heads? Like more than needed. I don't know. I wonder how many people I'm going to piss off with this show alone. Most of the drugs which circulated among those folks were supplied by the by their chemists. Yeah, by chemists, I mean CIA. I mean, I'm not trying no goddamn psychedelics. I mean, at the same time, you know, at least, you know, and I know some people are not going to agree with this. Joe Rogan never said that he's a fucking shaman. Because the day he does is going to fucking break my heart because he's one of my favorite comedians. And I think someone just posted a thing of him calling himself a shaman. Fuck Adam. Honestly, fuck Adam. I mean, I don't have nothing to, you know, bad to say about him, but fuck Adam. Who gives a shit? Fucking no job having motherfucker. I'm just kidding. Fuck Adam, stupid Adam. Oh, man. And I really can't trust freaking, you know, fucking Chris Gio, because he talks about DMT. He talks about freaking doing mushrooms. I mean, that's how he keeps his chicken line. Do you really think about that shit? Oh, man. You know, and alcohol, we're going to get you nice and drugs. Same reason why you don't fucking do the fucking drugs. You know, and another thing I've noticed, a lot of these fucking fake shamans always claim to have a fucking demon on hold, man. They always talk about, oh, I have this demon helping me out. What? Like with Chris Gio, he has a fucking demon, he says that he has a demon named Zach. Yeah, oh, he helps me out. Like, I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not sorry. Why I keep saying sorry? I'm not even, you know, if you're just going to start talking about demons, if you're going to start talking about demons walking around fucking helping you and, you know, doing all this dumb shit, Morning Sky with his brujos, which is our warlocks. Yeah, you know, fucking Kaleo, Brighton. That's why I don't have Kaleo on the show anymore. I know he's going to listen to the show, Lisa, Brighton, fucking Brighton, fucking another ugly bitch that, oh, I'm a fucking stripper. Freaking, oh, yeah, I'm going to fucking help you expand your mind. But join my fucking porn site and look at my naked ass. Like, you know, if you want to do porn, do porn. There's nothing wrong with porn. If you, you know, if you want to fucking show people your naked body. But once you start saying, oh, well, this is going to expand your mind. Look into my titters. It's like, shit, you know? I don't know. Who gives a shit about Kokesh? I don't give a fuck about Kokesh. Someone put Adam Kokesh's thing in there. I don't care. I just don't give a shit about Kokesh. I don't fucking, you know, I don't subscribe to him. It's like, okay, fucking, I mean, I have really nothing bad to say about Kokesh, except that he has Luke Rakowski on his show. I mean, I never claimed that, you know, he said that he's a shaman or a light worker. I just, the shit that he talks about, I already know. You know, and I don't like listening or watching things that I already agree with, because it just turns out to be just a jerk-off session. Last 30 minutes to the show. I'm going to open it up to callers. Talk about whatever you want. You know, want to talk about what, not so much what you want, but maybe pertaining to what I've spoke about today. Like, how's about we do a what did you learn today on the Crotch Shot Radio Show? So here, call in.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Also talk to me on Skype at Crotch Shot Radio on the Skype, you know, add me. So let's start off with James. James, what did we learn today? And James is asleep. okay.
Hey, it's Roger.
Oh, good. What did we learn today?
Oh yeah, we learned not to trust skanks that friggin' wanna play the victim card and continue to keep the same lifestyle.
Alrighty.
That's the first thing we learned. Second thing we learned is watch out for people who tell you they can make your problems go away if you pay them a shit ton of money.
Alrighty. And if you're listening to the show on Skype, on YouTube, please put what did you learn in the comments section. Please rate and subscribe. Thank you. In the chat room, what did you learn in the chat room? Go ahead. What did Casey learn in the chat room? And as we wait, Mother Nature will... Okay, no. Because, you know, I'm teaching people because I'm a shaman. Uh-oh. I'm a light worker. I got my license to practice electricity.
I've got a hard time trusting people who've gone to college for things like psychology and psychiatry. Doesn't mean, you know, doesn't mean that that these guys are necessarily shysters. Not all of them are. A lot of them get into it quite well meaning.
Alrighty, sorry.
But really, you gotta. The first question is what are you gonna do about it? Not are they gonna wave a magic wand and make everything all better?
Mm-hmm. There is no quick fix. I've learned that.
Yeah.
Anyways, first Casey says, he learned that you're Louis motherfucking B. So shut the fuck up and listen to B. Perry Wynn says, I've learned to open my mouth more. Nancy learned not to add links because Louis changes his mind so much, but we love him anyway. Oh, oops. I learned that assholes abound even amongst political dissidents.
Yep.
Learned how easy people could hide behind the nuns. Okay. That we didn't get a Yankees update. Oh, alright, I'm sorry. That's my bad. I'm slipping. Hold on. Yankees update. Where the fuck is the Yankees song? I need the Yankees song. Get a Yankees song. Where the fuck did I put it? Weather. Oh, here it is. 100! This is your Yankees updates. Unfortunately, it was announced by Mariano Rivera, the best closer in the business, that he will be retiring after the 2013 season. We will miss Mariano Rivera. He's the best closer. Alright, that was your Yankees updates. Alrighty. Let's do some more What Did We Learn Today. And I'm totally stealing this bit. Look at their deeds, not their words. Okro learned that to look at their deeds, not their words. Not to post links unless you email me first. Unless you email me first. Don't just fucking invade my chat and start posting links all willy-nilly, please. Just, you know, chill. Please. I learned you met a girl, whatever. There you go. Come out wherever you are, snore. I learned that you met a girl named Lisa. I learned that dips are never ending. Learned that Louis is a firework. Firework. I burn niggas. Good God, Louis. Don't just make up rules as you go along. Post them first. All right, I know. I was being a little bitch right now. Fine, I'll admit. I was being a bitch right now. But I was just upset, all right? I'm sorry. But I'm not apologizing to that other motherfucker. I'm just apologizing to Nancy. Okay. you better hug me. Okay. Let the man have his purge. Support your local B. All right. Bam. Anyways, I learned fuck Raven Masterson, fuck Chris Geo, fuck Christian Identity, fuck Alex Jones, fuck Adam Kokesh. Even though he has done nothing. I mean, you know, listen to him. You know, he got some good information. But, you know, I already know shit. And, you know, it's pretty much preaching to the choir. It turns into like a fucking jerk-off session to me. So, you know, all right, fuck it. Fuck Kaleo. Fuck Robert Mwinney Sky. Fuck Wayne Pickering. Fuck Lisa. I know... And I had, oof. So, yeah, there you go. That's it. Oh, fuck Jim Stachowiak. Thank you, Anon. I don't know who Mary Roberts is, but fuck Mary Roberts. Who else? Oh, man. I got nothing else. So, anyways, like to thank everyone for listening. My cult bitch who ruined my youth. Oh, okay. Fuck Mary Roberts, because she's apparently the biggest cunt I've ever met. Sounds like, yeah, we got a whole lot of hate. We got a hate list going. Feel free to rate, comment, subscribe. Feel free to make a donation. We got a donation button, or just buy from Amazon. Yeah. So with that being said, This has been the Crouch Out Radio Show, and as always, come back next week. We'll have some fun. If I get enough people that want a fucking prank call show, you know, if I got nothing planned, I'll do a live prank call show. Just get the numbers right. So anyways, thank everyone for calling in, or thank you, James, for calling in. Thank Chris. I see. Let's do this like romper room style. I see Christy. I see Prairie. I see Nancy. I see Casey. I see Anon. Yeah, and that's how you officially run out of gas when you fucking been raging like a son of a bitch. Yep, this has been the Crouch Out Radio Show. As always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk.
Oprah.